Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross spoke to the media. He does this, guys, every Monday. We know this. And then, you know, tomorrow's an off day and Wednesday will be up there as well. But asked about why he has not considered staff changes. After deciding to let Ike Hilliard go after week three for, quote, performance, Ross said today that Ike Hilliard's firing, Mike, was down to communication, and that was affecting performance. He says that is not an issue with the special teams unit. Okay. So then when asked about, okay, Marquise Williams, who was our special teams coordinator, Ra responded today saying, I am not making any changes at this time. I have a lot of confidence in what Marquise is doing. I've got a lot of confidence in the coaching techniques, and I've got a lot of confidence in the guys that are going to be able to execute it. Here's the problem, Ra. Mike, we are the dead last, 29.8 yards per kickoff return. We're last in the NFL. What's working? That's nothing. That's field position. That's what's not working. So when he says that, it just makes us wonder. And Joe Patrick reporting that today after, obviously, Raheem spoke to the media. But, Mike, I just – what's working?
Then he says that Agnew's muff punt was inexcusable
in
the same press conference.
Is he cut?
Yeah. Are you going to cut him?
Did he cut him?
I mean, this is – we talked about it last night. And I know that Sean Payton, it's like the boogeyman for Falcon fans for all the years he owned us. But it's just funny to hear Collinsworth talk about, you know, the differences on the staff and what a coach noticed working with Sean Payton about. Any fat is trimmed. Any mistakes are corrected immediately. This is – I've said this to Carl before, and maybe your office, and hopefully it is different. Maybe you've not worked in an environment like this. I unfortunately have, where you're in a situation where you know there's a problem, and everybody knows there's a problem, and it doesn't get addressed. And it's always kind of, well, we understand that, you know, it's going to get the corporates on this. We're going to do this. And everyone knows, and it's a major problem. Mm. And that's our special teams, you know. And guys are the gaps. The Jets players tell Ken Segura of the AJC, oh, yeah, we saw it on film. We can exploit the gaps. They're not maintaining lane integrity. They're creating two big gaps on kick return. Basic stuff you guys who played high school football or Pop Warner remember. But the coach then says, no, I can. See, that's where the fan base like me wants to pull my hair out. We'll talk to Rob about this respectfully, guys, on Wednesday. But it's just that's the stuff that makes me say, why do you still have your job, let alone the special teams coach?
Here's Rob responding to what we just told you. I want you to hear him in his own words, Big O. So let's play it for our listeners.
I think the communication will be different. The line of communication will be different to the guys. I think we better get those things corrected from a communication standpoint from Marquise. To be able to get to those guys, to be able to get those things done. I don't think that the communication was done the right way with the receivers and how we did things with that. So that's why we made the change there. It was definitely performance-based. This definitely was the performance that grants these questions. Certainly understand that, but I believe we can communicate these things and get them done the right way to fix those things, fix those problems. You know, we got a history there where we play some really good special teams. We got some really good players to put in position to go through some of those things, and we got to go put those guys out there to do it.
Yeah, but our special teams has not been good. That's the problem. You're preaching that and saying it, but our special teams, what you're telling us and what we're seeing every Sunday, is that doesn't equal up. That's my issue.
You're saying that Ike Hilliard was fired for performance. The special teams is the worst performing special teams unit in the league. I mean, it's irrefutable. It's so one again. This is why I have no confidence in this coaching staff. I didn't like the hire to begin with. If I'm honest with you, Carl, I didn't like it because I'd seen what Raheem had done before.
Sure.
And I thought there were more compelling arguments for other guys that were interviewed, but I never thought it'd be this bad. I mean, this is the definition of like incompetence. I mean, telling me that there's a problem, you're going to fix it. You haven't been able to fix it. We're going into week 14.
Right.
You haven't fixed it. You can't fix it, Oren.
You know what Raheem's saying when he says that cut? He's saying it's not my fault, it's the player's fault.
You feel that way?
Yeah, he's saying that, and we've talked to people before where they want to emphasize that the players aren't executing. That's Raheem right there saying that, wait, we're telling these guys what to do, but they're not doing it.
Yeah, but it's your job to follow through and make sure they're doing it. And here's the deal. When we joke, and we're joking because we know it's not going to happen, but when we say, is Jamal Agnew cut, I'm being very serious.
Right.
If you're serious about your job, then when mistakes like that happen and you know I'm on the cusp of losing my gig,
right,
I'm cutting you. The rest of y'all got to get this. Like, if you're making mistakes that could cost us, I'm moving on from you.
D. Alford, get in there. He's done it.
That's it.
Done.
That's it.
And that's the other thing. Look, I get it. You know, the fine line between, you know, the injury thing and not wanting. You may have to start putting some of your starters on teams. I hate that.
I do too.
I mean, but you
got to do it.
You may have to start using some of your better athletes or your guys who can think better in a pinch, because Agnew chokes. That's the definition of what he did there is a definition. You made a bad decision, you fumble.
He hasn't helped us, man. I mean, I'm saying that, Mike. They went out and got a guy specifically to help us be better in this return game. And you go, well, what is that?
Arthur Blank, just a sidebar on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Arthur Blank's got this is what you and I were talking about the first hour. How is Arthur Blank? You think Arthur Blank would ever have accepted that? Creating the billion-dollar empire, the multi-billion-dollar empire that was Home Depot? I think Arthur Blank accepts that from any of his businesses? You know what I mean? With the PGA Tour Superstore or any of the things he owns? I just can't imagine how this gets a slide, this gets a pass, when it's like staring you right in the face.
Yeah, and I want to address something you said, because I don't know if I've ever said this. Maybe I have when he got the job. You said you never really liked the hire.
Right.
I wanted to give Raw a clean slate and let him attempt to prove to us that he was the right guy. 2 years in, he hasn't. 2 years in, this has been worse than most imagined. 2 years in, and I don't want to talk about woulda, coulda, shouldas. Last year, we coulda went to the playoffs. We didn't, all right? You coulda dated her, but you didn't. So this whole thing, Mike, now when you go, all right, I'm going to give him a clean slate. Let him come in and prove it, because that's what I try to do with all of these coaches. And then when they screw it up, or they're not able to get it done, or they're not capable, then you have to make a tough decision. That decision, I think, for most Falcon fans like me now is, okay, this ain't working. But I tried. Like, I didn't come in with that preconceived notion. The only time I've done that is when we rehired Dirk Cutter. And I told you guys that was a mistake, because you were just trying to go back to what worked and it was going to make Matt Ryan happy. And I said, that doesn't work in this business.
Mm.
But for this, you felt like a guy had went and proven himself, Mike, somewhere else and was a Super Bowl defensive coordinator. And you go, okay, he's bringing that back here. Things will be better this time around. And they just haven't.
Right. You know, I mean, you go back. Belichick, we know that whole flirtation, how that went down. Harbaugh. A lot of guys to this day say, we never had a shot at Harbaugh. Well, I mean, again, I don't know. If you were you serious about it, or were you simply, we got to talk to Harbaugh?
Yeah.
You know, because Harbaugh, I get it. He had an idea that I got a starting quarterback with the Chargers. He's a California guy, the last few years of his life. He likes it. And that was never going to be a shot. The thing, the one guy we interviewed, and maybe one had something to do with it, or maybe had nothing to do with it. The fact that you had hired Arthur Smith, and he had come from Tennessee, and it was a great big nothing, and Vrabel had been his head coach. But Vrabel obviously had won playoff games. Vrabel is the guy that, I mean, you really feel, man, that would have been something. Because you're seeing it up there.
Yeah.
They're doing it. And they don't beat themselves. And if they make a mistake, it's corrected. You saw it. Drake May was having a horrible day. He gets over, he's right there working with him. That's coaching. You see it. You see it with Ben Johnson with the Bears, man. Now, in our defense, we maybe made a play for him. He didn't want to come out that year. He was going to coach and think he's going to the Super Bowl with the Lions that season.
It was the year before he ends up leaving, and he was the hottest prospect in professional sports as far as professional football. Either way, we wanted you to hear that and tell you what he said, because I know many of you are like us today. Somebody's got to go. Nobody's gone. And if you were going to say, if anybody, and I'm only calling him out because I don't think he's lived up to it, and that is Marquise Williams. I don't think this special teams unit as a whole has been right where it needs to be. And then if stats are for losers, then you're going to tell me being worst in the NFL and giving up 29.8 yards a kickoff return doesn't matter? I'm going to tell you whatever. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number. You can find us. Text us, by the way, and find Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929.
I mean, again, you guys are Falcon fans. You're watching all these games. The Colts flipped the field in Berlin with the game on the line. The game's on the line, and you blew it, and you give them the short field, right?
The game's on the line.
You know, then it's third down. You know, I know Arch tried to explain it to me. Well, I don't know. Arch rushing five seems better than four.
Oh, you're talking about the fourth down or the third down?
Yeah, that's when Daniel Jones, and then he's a marathon man, he picks it up. The coaching. Yeah, and then maybe you picked up some of the wrong players, and that gets back to the front office. You know, put it all together, and that's why you're 4-8.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, honestly, that's the bigger issue. We can talk about all these little things. They all add up. But specifically in regard to the Jets game yesterday, a very winnable game. And Mike said this, and this is, to me, I'm sitting there yesterday and I'm going, you know what makes this even worse? These dudes traded away their two best players.
Yes.
Their two best players. They have five first-round picks over the next two seasons, and they benched their quarterback. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And they bench their... And here we are doing this? Like, that's why I said, I don't know if it gets any worse for me. Like, I don't know if I can feel any more disappointed going into the Jets game and looking at this schedule all season going, well, we can get that one. That's the one right there. And then before all of this happens, they go, well, we're going to trade our best players. We're going to get some picks. We're going to stack picks. Everybody in the league knows this is a rebuild for them. And yet, here we are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.